I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a joy and an honor to share the word of God with you this morning. I thank Pastor Rob for the opportunity of sharing the word of God. And truly it's a privilege of us to worship God. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we could show forth the praises of him. And today it's a delight to be in his presence and even to worship him within our homes, to say that we love him and we honor him and we worship him. This morning my reading is taken from John chapter 9 and verse number 1. John chapter 9 and verse number 1. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was born blind from birth. And the disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night is coming, no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And so he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously seen that he was blind said, is it not he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, how were your eyes open? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and received sight. And when they said this to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. I said, may God bless the reading of his word. I said, sometimes when believers are facing negative situations and circumstances, we sometimes be quick to judge, like the disciples, where they said in verse 2, and the disciples asking, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents, but the works of God should be revealed in him. The blind man was born blind for a divine purpose, and he is the only person that never asked Jesus to heal him, but Jesus came to him. The blind man did not come and see Jesus, but Jesus saw him and graciously had compassion on him and healed him. He was born blind so that the glory of God could be manifested in his life. We see that when Jesus performed his first miracle of turning the water into wine, the Bible says that he manifested his glory. His glory was manifested. And this morning I say to you, may God's glory be manifested in your life, in your health, in your family, in your finances, in this ministry. May his glory be manifested in every aspect of our lives. And Jesus came to manifest the glory of God. We find in the beginning, God created man from the dust of the ground. And after the miracle of the blind man, the blind man said in John 9 verse 32, since the beginning the world began, it has been unheard of anyone open the eyes of the one who was born blind. If this man was not from God, he could do nothing. By Jesus healing this man proves the deity of Christ, that he is the creator of heaven and earth. Jesus said to this man, wash in the pool of Siloam. The word Siloam means sent. And Jesus was using the pool of Siloam as a symbol of the Messiah who was sent by God to give sight to the world. We find that in the story when Jesus said, this sickness is not, it's for the glory of God. He made clay, he spat on the ground and he made clay and he anointed the blind man's eyes and he said to him, go to the pool of Siloam. And here Jesus sends this blind man on a journey. And sometimes the journey that we take in life can be rough. Imagine sending a blind man to look for a pool with mud in his eyes. And remember the time when Jesus said to the disciples, I want you to meet me on the other side. And suppose Jesus said to the disciples, while you're going, there's going to be a furious storm. You might die. And in the middle of all that's happening, you might see a ghost. I imagine the disciples would not go. And yet we find that Jesus gives us destiny, but he does not give us the detail concerning our journey. God has a destiny and a purpose for you. Yeah, you are not here by accident and chance. You are chosen and called for a specific task. The blind man was born for a specific purpose, that the glory of God could be manifested in his life. The work of Christ could be manifested in his life. You going through things, it is a setback for your comeback, for the glory of God. The devil might bring you down, but I believe that Jesus wants to lift you up. And when Jesus lifts you up, no one can bring you down. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctify you and ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. So today I want to say to you, you are born with a destiny, you are born with a purpose, you are born with a calling, you are born with a specific task that God has assigned especially and just for you. We find that after the healing of this the blind man, we find that the neighbors and those who previously seen was born blind. They said, is it not he who was born blind? Some said he was he, and others said he looks like him. But this man said, I am he. And yet he said in John 9 verse 11, and he answered and said, a man called Jesus anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and I received my sight. And yet this man, he gives his testimony to these people. He said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and I received my sight. I received my miracle. Now I could see. We find that when Jesus speaks to this man, we find that what Jesus said to him and what this man is testifying is two different things. Here we find it. This is what Jesus said to this man in John chapter 9, verse 6. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man said in verse 11, John 9, verse 11, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. We find that Jesus put the miracle first, wash. And then the journey, the pool of Siloam. And yet the man puts the journey first, the pool of Siloam, and then the miracle wash. And yet we want to see Jesus is saying, Jesus put the miracle first, wash, and then the journey, the pool of Siloam. You were trusting God for a miracle. Stop looking at the things that you're going through. Stop looking at the journey. Stop looking at the process. Look to him at all times who is able to bring it to pass. Look to him by faith. Look at the miracle. Look what God has spoken in your life. Look at the spoken word, the word that the Holy Spirit has placed in your life, rather than looking at the journey. Constantly remind yourself what he has spoken in your life. Constantly focus on your vision. Constantly look to him at all times. It may be hard, but God wants us to trust him in good times and in bad times. And this is why we need to look to him at all times. The blind man, he could not see with his physical eyes. But when Jesus said to him, when Jesus put mud in his eyes and he said, I want you to go to the pool of Siloam and wash. This man, although he was blind, but he saw in his spirit that he was healed. He saw the inside of him. He saw the miracle that he got healed. So here we find that this man received that word within his spirit, within his heart, and he ran with that word, and he began to he began to walk out that word what Jesus has spoken into his life. He have not seen the miracle as you can hear this man testify from the beginning of the world. Nobody has healed anyone who was born blind. So this was the first for this man. So Jesus wants us to run with the word that he has given to us. So this man's only goal and mission was washing in the pool of Siloam. He had only one goal. He had only one mission. Imagine going on this journey. It could have taken a few miles, but while he was going on the journey, he could say, excuse me, he could have tripped, he could have fallen, he could have said, where is the pool of Siloam? 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 Could you please direct me to the pool of Siloam? Could you please show me where the pool of Siloam? I need to go there. I need to go there. That's my mission. That's my destiny. That's my purpose. And today we pray, whatever you might be going through, look to the purpose that God has given to you. Do not look at the journey. Do not look how rough it could be, how difficult it could be, how hard it could be, but rather fix your eyes upon what God has spoken in your life, because if he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. In the same way, we need to align ourselves with the word of God, and we'll surely see the completion of our miracles. The word that God has spoken has to come alive and real in you first, so that you could see, so that he could be manifested in the natural realm. If you are going to look at the journey, some of us will want to give up. Some of us will want to lose hope, because sometimes the journey can be very disappointing. Rather than looking at the journey, focus on your miracle. Look to the miracle. Look what God's word is saying. Look what the Spirit of God is saying in your life. Look to him by faith, rather than looking at all the complications and all the things that surround you and all what you're going through. But rather look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 4 verse 17 says, call those things which do not exist as though they were. He said, call those things that do not exist though they were. Although we do not see the miracle, we must call it into existence. We must call it forth in the name. Although you do not see yourself healed, you must believe, call it forth. Although you see yourself not blessed, you must call yourself, seeing yourself being blessed and prospered and healed and delivered and set free. We must believe, we must confess our miracle, and we must run with the word that God has placed in your life. Believe that it should surely come to pass. I pray that today may the journey not be your focus, but the miracle. Jesus put the miracle first, then the journey. We are born blind, not to remain blind, but to see the things that God has called us to see. Do not allow what you're going through to distract you from your future. You might be knocked down, but you're not knocked out. You are an overcomer. You will rise again. You will rise again. You hold on to the word of God will surely rise again. You'll surely rise again. The miracle that God has made, it shall come to pass in your life. The Bible says in John 9 verse 6, Jesus said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Jesus put the miracle first and then the journey. Look at your miracle first and then the journey. Look to the word of God concerning your life. And today I pray that the blessings of God may be upon your life. Don't look what you're going through, but rather look to the miracle that Jesus has spoken in your life. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord Jesus, and we pray that your power will be manifested and your presence will be manifested. I thank you, Lord, that every person that's hearing the sound of my voice, you have called them for a purpose, you have chosen them, and you ordained them for a specific task, O God. And I pray that today, Father, help us, Lord Jesus, especially those that are going through journeys that seems difficult and hard and rough. I pray, Lord, help us to readjust and refocus, oh God, rather look to you, Lord Jesus, rather look to the miracle, rather look to our purpose rather than what we are going through. I pray that you'll give us the strength, Lord Jesus, even on this journey, and Lord, that you'll empower us even to this difficult time to focus upon the miracle that you purpose in our lives. And I pray that you'll give us the strength to run with what you have purposed and what you have called us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we pray that the work you started in each and every one of our lives, that you'll fulfill it and it'll come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you'll just bless your people, whatever they're trusting in you. Let them not give up hope. They've come too far, Lord, to lose hope. But Lord, we pray like this blind man, Lord Jesus, even as he washed in the pool of Salom, he began to see the TV. He received his miracle, Lord Jesus. And today we pray that your power will be manifested, O God. And today that there will be healing, there will be deliverance, there will be miracles in the lives of your people, O God. And I pray that they let them know that you are the God of miracles and the God of power, Lord Jesus. And you demonstrate your power in their lives, O God, because our gospel came not in word only, but in power and in Holy Ghost, O God. We pray that you'll touch your people, Lord Jesus, and demonstrate your power, whatever they're trusting, oh God. Let them refocus, let them readjust, oh God, and look to you at all times and look at the miracle. I pray that your blessings will be upon your people. And even as you said to this man, wash in the pool of Siloam, Lord, we pray that you put the miracle first and then the journey. And today, help us, Lord, to put the miracle first, put you first, and then the journey. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.